Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Yannick Hanfman.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudler.
This is Sebastian Ofner.
I'm Andrea Wiesler.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game Cola Podcast.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. It's Roland Garros time. It's here, finally. We've been waiting almost a decade, it seems. It was only just at the beginning of the year we had the last slam, but it feels like it's too long. We have to wait for another slam, doesn't it, JG? And your favourite slam of the year is missing your favourite player. So you're going to have to pick somebody else this year to win Roland Garros. And I think that's why everybody's tuning in. There's no Rafael Nadal. So JG has to go a little bit bigger this year and show your true colours for who you may be picking in the future after Rafa maybe retires.
Yeah, shout out everyone. As Ben said, it's Roland Garros time. And it is, like he said, my favourite slam. I think it's the best Grand Slam of the year. It's the one I really look forward to, but this one does not seem the same. There's no Rafa. I've never ever done a podcast, or even before the podcast really, any preview or prediction or friends talking in a pub, they've always asked me who's going to win. I say Rafael Nadal. I've never ever deviated from him winning, not for a second. If he was to be playing today, despite all the injuries, I would have still picked him. He has me really in a bit of a headlock, really. I'd always pick him. He's not going to be there. I cannot pick Rafael Nadal to win the men's Roland Garros 2023. It's going to be a new name. Is it going to be Djokovic? Is it going to be Holger Rune, Daniil Medvedev, Sasha Zverev, Jannik Sinner?
Tsitsipas?
There is a few names. Of course, I've missed off a big one, Carlos Alcaraz. And the reason I left him till a little bit later is because I've noticed everyone is predicting him. I go through Twitter, I look at other YouTube channels. Everyone fancies Carlos Alcaraz to win Roland Garros this year. He is the bookies' favourite. Historically, Ben will always go with the Rome champion. So I am here today expecting to see Ben announcing Daniil Medvedev will win Roland Garros. And listen, I'm all here for it.
Well, he may be my champion. You'll find out. Stay till the end of this video and you will find out who I'm picking. I'm excited. Daniil Medvedev, as we know, he's suddenly become a clay court player. We didn't even know that he even liked the clay until about a week ago. Now he loves the stuff. He lives and breathes the clay. That's his new favourite surface, I'm hearing. He's given up the hard courts and he's just going to move. He's going to move to Paris. I think he's going to buy a house there and he's just going to do all of his stuff in Roland Garros from now on. Should we go through some of the previous champions? I know you said we were just about to come on here and he was like, don't bother with that. We know who's won all the previous ones. And I know we do, but surely you're, out of anybody, you're the one who would love to go through this amazing list, which is Rafael Nadal Central. Come on.
Usually, every year for this section, I reel off all the Rafael Nadal stats of Roland Garros. But I don't think I can do that here today because I'm so sad he's not actually going to be there. Just looking through the names, I mean, the big three win this event. No one wins it. We had Stan Wawrinka sneak in there. What year was that? I know he snuck in.
2015,
beating Djokovic in the final. Aside from that, I mean, it's just not normal. Like, you can look at this all day long and just think, how has this even happened in a sport like tennis, which is so difficult to play, where to stay at your top level, it's got to be one of the hardest things in the world. And Rafael Nadal has just gone and won it so many times in a row. It's honestly crazy. And then you've got the odd Novak Djokovic in there. There was a Roger Federer as well.
Yep.
It's truly remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't know what more to say. I would love to go through the stats, but it's just not worth it with him not being there.
It's probably more interesting to go and look through who he played in the finals more than it is to look at who won it, to see who gets to the final and then eventually lose. But you see there, Casper Ruud, the latest victim. We also have Tsitsipas lost to Djokovic. Djokovic lost to Rafa. Team back-to-back losses. Stan a loss. Andy Murray, his only time he made it there. Unfortunately, he's not in the tournament. And then we've got Djokovic with another couple of losses there, another loss there. David Ferrer, big name, is only a slam final. But unfortunately, Rafa there absolutely destroyed him, straight sets there. And
well, players who are still playing, Ben, if you just go down, we've got Dominic Thiem, who's just not the same player, so discount him. Stan Wawrinka, not the same player, discount him. Tsitsipas and Ruud, they're still kind of in their prime.
Competitive.
They've done very well at Roland Garros in the past. Could you see either of them two doing that again? They've not had good years, either of them.
I still feel like they're definitely up there and they're top five for a reason. And especially this time of year.
Are they your top five for this tournament? They're not mine. So you say top five for a reason. What do you mean top five? In the rankings or top five contenders? Because they're not my top five contenders.
I feel like Casper Ruud is more of a contender than Tsitsipas. That's
what you put him in your top five?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like he is. I feel like he is actually, the fact he was a finalist last year, I feel that he's come into a bit of form now as well. I see him, if he can put it together, he could actually have another run here at Roland Garros. No one's talking about him. All the pressure's off Casper Ruud. No one expects anything from him. I think he could have a good tournament potentially, but we'll see from the draw anyway.
Yep.
It's a long one, isn't it, this draw? So we're not going to spend too much time beating about the bush and going through the previous winners because we know Rafa's won it 14 times and it's pretty much just the Rafa Open at this point. And this year it won't be. So somebody new is going to step up, or maybe not. Maybe Novak Djokovic.
Yep.
This is the big headline. Somebody in this tournament is going for 23 Grand Slams.
True, yeah.
And there's only one man who could potentially get it in this tournament. That's Novak Djokovic. He's going to be determined. He's not in great form. There's no allusion to that.
Right.
But he's a big match player. And the last Grand Slam, he won. So we can't ignore that. And we can't ignore the fact that this tournament, over the past, well, since 2016... or 15, has only been won by Djokovic and Rafa. So when...
But that was the same for Rome and Medvedev won. So I think we are seeing a changing of the guard.
I like it.
We are seeing a changing of the guard. I tried to say at the beginning of the year, I think we are going to see some new names in the sport winning big events. It didn't happen for the Australian Open, so you say I'm wrong. Maybe we're going to see it for Roland Garros. And I don't know, but Djokovic is not filled me with much confidence prior to this event. And I don't think I'll be picking him, but you never know. I don't know who I'm going to be actually picking.
Same.
It's all going to happen live for you guys right now. So if you want to play along at home, make sure to download the TNNS app, Apple or Android, link in the description. It's free to download. Winner will get a prize, and also we'll be doing player roulette towards the end of the video. Ooh. So now is the best time to join the Patreon. We can add your name on the wheel, and then you can win a prize if your player is to be successful and win the event.
Yeah, we're only running that for the men, so it will be extending outside the seeds at the moment because we've got more patrons than there are seeds. But for me, I feel that some of the better players are actually just outside the seed. There's some better players than the actual seeds themselves. I've seen the likes of Ugo Umber feel that he's better than some of the people who are actually in the seeds right now. So
I don't know if I'd want him.
Anyway, let's we're going to do this like slightly differently. I know that we've been having a few problems with the setup and stuff like that with the online bracket. So I've tried to do something. I tried to do it for the live draw, but that was an absolute nightmare. And then JG stepped in, saved the day with some Twitter magic. And so this time we can take it a little bit easier. We're going to go through via quarters in this one. And, well, I'd say that, but I haven't even added the qualifiers in, so I don't even know the qualifiers people's names, so maybe we don't do that.
That's all right, we can do it like that, and then I'll just tell you the qualifiers as we go.
All right, we can just do that then. Yeah, that's fine. We know who they're all playing anyway, so that's exactly the main thing, so we can just go through.
Let's kick things off then. So, should we go with a little segue button, transition?
Give me a second and then you can press the segue button.
I don't want to do it and then it's just my face is here again. It's just not worked.
All right, press. It will be our faces here, but you press it and then I'll try and do the rest.
Well, you've not even said anything yet.
No, but if I do it, then it's just going to be there.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's get into Roland Garros 2023 and our draw predictions. There we go. Look at that. Perfectly.
That didn't work at all, did it? There we go. We've got to press that one. There you go. We're in the right way round now. We have to press the new layout. That was the thing. There was too many buttons I had to press at one go. Right. So this is the new layout. It looks nice. Everything's nice and color coordinated. And we've got Carlos Alcaraz. He's up there. Number one seed. He's playing a qualifier. And which is the qualifier that Carlos Alcaraz is playing? You can take us through.
Yeah, it's an Italian, Flavio Cobolli, really good player. Could be a good match, but I think Alcaraz will win that one.
Yeah,
Cobolli very unlucky in the fact that he's got very unlucky that he's got Alcaraz first round.
Yep.
O'Connell Toradaniel. I'm gonna have O'Connell.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that as well.
I'm gonna have the Italian going through here, Arnaldi, promising talent.
Yeah,
he's won some good matches this year.
I think he got a wild card into this event as well, to be honest. So strange that some of the other Italians didn't get that.
Yeah, he's a popular one. He seems to be a very popular. I've not watched him enough to really rave about him, but from the times I've seen him, I think he's quite good. So next up, Nakashima Shapovalov. I'm going to have Nakashima, and I believe he's the bookie's favourite. Shapo just about evens. Just don't like him, man. He's a number 26 seed. The reason I don't like him is I think he just has no minerals at all. He's weak. He's a good tennis player when he turns it on. We've not seen anything of the sort. He's outside the top 100 for me, in my opinion. So I wouldn't be picking him.
I'm going to pick him.
Good. That'll be another loss.
He's run Rafa close on a few occasions.
Ben, he's not winning, man. I don't know why you believe in him still.
Well, I'm going to go with it on this one. We got Musetti versus Mikel Emer. Well, Emer in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. Obviously, got defaulted in his last match against Artafiz. I'm not putting him through. No. I think Emer, bad attitude. Musetti for me.
I feel sorry for Emer a little bit, though, because I think the umpire was terrible.
I thought it was a bad decision, but I think it's
not about a bad decision. Just get off his chair. Who do you think he is? Why is he trying to be the big man sitting on his chair? Just get down and have a look at the mark. Who do you think he is?
That's because it was... he played the shot afterwards and
I don't care. Just get off and have a look at the mark. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you should do.
I think some of these umpires, I think they're too big for their boots and I don't like it. So that's why I don't want to be too harsh on him because I hated the umpire and the way his attitude.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right, next up, we got Shevchenko versus Otte. I'm going to be going Shevchenko on this one.
Yep, definitely for me. Lucas Pugh versus Rodionov. Oh, what an emotional qualifying run.
Yeah.
He got through all of them. He was in tears. I think he's going to win again and beat Rodionov, the lucky loser.
Yeah. Lucas
Pugh. I'm not sure if it's one of the players he's already played and beat, but...
Lucas Pugh as well. Like, it's got to be said about him.
Yeah, he played some good players.
He's recovered from alcoholism.
Yeah, he did. So Rodionov was the player he played in the final round of qualifiers, and he beat him. Rodionov won the first set 6-1, then Pugh won 7-5, 6-love.
I mean, his story.
How crazy is that, though? That's awful. I hate it when that happens. Rodionov might beat him now, thinking of that.
I don't think so. I think the crowd are going to be on his side.
Oh, he's going to beat him twice?
He's got so much support on his side. He's like, he's a real great story. I mean, it's not nice because he was injured and he had a really bad injury and he went into a really bad state with alcohol and addiction and he's been completely inconsolable and he's come back to the tour again and he's about 600 in the world, but he's French. He's in Roland Garros. He's made it all the way through qualifying. Yeah. I feel, and he's a former top 10 player. You got to think about that. So I think he's going to go through again. He's going to beat him again. Come on, just do him.
We've got another Frenchman coming up. Benoit Paire, Cam Norrie. I think Paire's going out. He's got a wild card, but I'm going to have Norrie. I'm going to have Felix versus Fognini.
Hmm. Ooh. Could we see an upset there?
Maybe. I'm going to go Felix, though.
I'm not so sure. Fognini doesn't over two sets, maybe, but not over this three set match. Kubler, who's he playing in the qualifying?
He's got Diaz Acosta, and I'm going to be going Diaz Acosta.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing great. He was on a 12 match win streak up until he played Offner in his last qualifying match, and then he lost very convincingly as well. Offner managed to. I was so impressed with Offner's performance.
He's up next, so he's got Krejci, and I'm going to be putting Offner through against Krejci. So I agree. I think I'm very impressed. He's the guy in our intro, someone we've spoke to, played tennis with.
Yeah,
I'm going to be riding off the train. Just another thing, guys. I know you're probably wondering where is our qualifiers to watch video. That will be coming tomorrow. We just not had a chance, so we'll be doing that tomorrow. And Offner may be in there.
There or thereabouts.
Next one up, we've got Corda McDonald. I'm going to have Corda. I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Although McDonald is the guy who beat Rafa in the first slam of the year. Does he turn up in the slams, maybe? I'm going to go Zabata Morales to beat Schwartzman.
I'm actually not.
Borges beating Isner.
I'm going to have Schwartzman to beat Zabata Morales. Zabata Morales really disappointed me in his last tournament. He was 6-love, 3-love down in his last match, and then he just retired. So, don't know. Maybe there's something going on with him. Isner Borges. Are you going Borges?
Yeah.
Same.
I'll go Caballes Buena to beat Neva.
Yeah, same here. Clay courts.
Tsitsipas Vesely. Now, this could be the one where we have Tsitsipas going out early. Vesely in great form.
Not for me.
I'm going to go Tsitsipas.
Yeah, I feel like that's not that.
Maybe
likely.
In four.
He could lose a set, but I feel that Tsitsipas is just... these type of matches, I feel like he's too good. Like, he's just going to serve well and then come to the net. Good serve volley, and that's just what he's about.
It's just quarter or...
Yeah. Yeah, let's do the quarters. We're going to go quarter by quarter. I know we normally go first round all the way. This way, we're going to do it a little bit different because we've got the whole thing on the screen. We're going to go all the way and see who we get through this entire quarter.
Right. So I'm going to have Alcaraz beating O'Connell. Yep, and I'm going to go Arnaldi beating Nakashima.
What's Arnaldi been up to lately? I haven't even heard of what he's been doing. I might pick Chapo just because I don't know what Arnaldi's...
It's dodgy,
isn't it? I mean,
you're going to really regret this, I think.
Well, I don't think I have anybody.
I'm going to go, this could surprise you. I'm going to have Musetti going out. I'm going to go Shevchenko.
No, I'm going Musetti, man.
One of my seeds out. I think that's the first seed out for me. I'll have then Nori beating Pure.
Oh, that's actually, I think I'm going to have an upset. I'm going to have Lucas Pui knocking out Cam Norrie with the story. It's going to be like a like one of those stories. I know Cam Norrie's doing, he's been quite deep in the tournament right now. So that's bad going straight into Roland Garros, going deep in the tournament.
Yeah, but he's got good stamina, Norrie.
He does have a good stamina. But Pui is a story that I want to follow. And I hope he comes back to the tour. And I hope that the crowd cheer him on.
Chaffee's right there. Shevchenko played very well against Medvedev.
Very.
I think that's what encouraged me. I'm going to go Diaz Acosta to beat Felix here and Offner to beat Korda. So two upsets with another two seeds out. And I want to see a repeat of the qualifier match of Diaz Acosta Offner.
I don't think we're going to get... I think Felix has got too much power to beat Diaz Acosta, but I feel that Offner can beat Korda because he's not even in form. He's come back from injury. I'm backing Offner as well.
Zabatomanos Borges. I'm going to have Borges win him in five.
Got Borges versus Schwartzman, and I feel that Borges will beat him as well. I don't think Schwartzman's in any form, but Borges, I feel that this could be a good tournament for him. Could be like a breakout.
He's got a nice draw. Tsitsipas to beat Buena.
Yeah.
And then back to the top. So, Alcaraz Arnaldi. I'm going to have Alcaraz beating Arnaldi. Shevchenko Nori. I'm going to go for... I'm going to go Nori.
I've got Musetti Pui.
I'm going to go Shevchenko. I've changed it. I'm going to go Shevchenko.
Oh, I like it. Shevchenko, big. I'm going Musetti Alcaraz. We're going to have, hopefully, on my bracket. God,
that would be a good one to watch.
On the other side.
Diaz Acosta Offner. They're going to go Offner again.
I'm going Offner as well.
Tsitsipas Borges. I'm going to have Tsitsipas. I think we're getting a bit stuck. Yeah. We're getting a bit caught up in the intro, aren't we?
I know. I feel like
just because we've met Offner, we're going to have him winning Roland Garros.
He might win the whole thing. I'm not going to lie. Borges, Tsitsipas. Yeah, for me, it is Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yeah, mine's Alcaraz, Shevchenko. I'm going to have Alcaraz and Offner, Tsitsipas. I'm going to actually go Tsitsipas. So I didn't think I was going to do that, but I feel like the way it's played out for me, I like the possibility of seeing an Alcaraz, Tsitsipas quarterfinal.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's the one on paper, but I thought it's going to happen.
Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to dart so that we can add in our quarterfinals, because this is going to be the screen where we add in our quarterfinalists. So we've got Alcaraz here as our first quarterfinalist. And then we're going to have, obviously, as our next one, Stefanos Tsitsipas. So this will be the screen that we will come back to once we've completed all of them. And then we will be going through and telling you our champions. Right, so there you go. We've got Tsitsipas.
Right.
So move on to the next section.
Wait, go back.
All right. Which one?
Let's
Which
go one? To the second quarter. There we go.
Yeah, that was a new button. This is getting some use. I thought it was just so that we could change the overlays correctly, but we didn't do that right, so it didn't really work, did it? But never mind. We try our best here. We really do.
Yeah.
Right, so this is the Djokovic section, the Djokovic quarter, and I'm going to have him beating Kovacevic in his first round match.
Yeah, it's not bad for Djokovic. I'll have Fucsovic beating Grenier. I'm going to go Van Asha knocking out Cecinato.
Yeah, I'm going with the same.
I'm big with Cecinato, but I'm done with him now. I'm going to have Arthur Fils beating Davidovich Fokina.
Is he in a final at the moment? Arthur Fee.
Yeah, that could kill him off, but
I think I'm going to go with Fokina just because of that. Sadly, he's French, but I feel like Fokina is somebody. Don't rule him out. He's actually a good player. You know, he acts the fool. But I'm going to have a Goop going out to Wu, though. Oh, I've just spun him round then. Oops.
I think Arthur Fils won the juniors at Roland Garros.
Really? I know that Van Asha has.
Maybe it's him. But I think he's a very good player. He's 18 years old.
I tried to tell you about him on the indoor hard, but you were like, I'm not having that.
Nah, I prefer him on the clay. I might go big on Fils. Well, was he wild card?
Yeah.
Next up, I'm going to have Yibing Wu beating a Goot. I'm going to go Shang to beat Varias.
I'm not.
Martinez to beat Griegspoor.
I'm going to have Varias to beat Shang.
Hercatch to beat Goffin. Hachanov to beat Lestienne. Radu Albert to beat Kipson. I don't know how Patrick Kipson got in a wild card.
I don't know. That one's a bit of a weird one to me.
Yeah, strange selection.
Who's Griegspoor playing?
Griegspoor's playing Martinez. That's who I'm going for.
Oh, Martinez. Yeah, I'm going to go for that as well.
I'll have Stan versus Ramos. I'm going to go Stan. Roll back the years. Champion here.
That's a tough match, but I think it's possible.
I'll have Evans. I'm going to have Kokkinakis to beat Evans. Another seed out. Shelton Sonego. I'm going to have Sonego. I think it's going to be a little bit too soon for Shelton.
I'm going to have Evans knocking out Kokkinakis, I think. Don't know why. He sometimes says it on the clay. Shelton, what? You got Shelton knocking out Sonego?
No, Sonego winning. Ugo Wombat to beat Mannarino.
Yep.
I'm going to go Moutet to beat Kazoo.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same.
Rublev to beat Zhe.
Tough match. I reckon it might go four sets, that one. But now into the next round. Djokovic, Vucevic.
Oh, you've taken their names, Ben, completely from the first.
Yeah, I know. I just took them out for now. I've just dragged them forward one. I'll add them back in again. You'll be
able to. Don't need to, really. It's fine. It makes sense. Okay, so next round.
Djokovic to beat Vucevic.
Oh my God, my whole thing's glitching out. It doesn't let you do it like this way, what we've done.
What do you mean?
Like the whole bracket is just like lagging.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's funny, it doesn't work. There we go. I have to go off it. Djokovic beat Vucevic, definitely. We saw it at Wimbledon, it wasn't even a match. I'll go Fiz to beat Vanasha. Chinese, Wu versus Shang. I'm going to go Wu.
I'm going to be going Varias to knock out Wu.
I'm going to go Hercatch beat Martinez.
I'm going for an upset. I'm going Martinez to knock out Hercatch.
Hachanov to beat Albot.
Yeah, Albot get him out.
Stan to beat with Kokkinakis.
I mean, I think you're putting too much hope in Stan.
Like, he's a Roland Garros champion.
God.
Maybe you're not putting enough respect on his name.
All right, I'll put him in. Go on then. I feel like it's just prolonging.
You've got Edimates and Shelton Sonego is going to be a loud one.
Yeah, it will be.
Sonego to beat Umbert.
No, not Rublev for me. I'm having Umbert to beat Sonego.
Well, it's because he's done well in a few challenges.
That's it, mate.
Grow up, Ben.
What? What's Sonego been doing? Why is he so good these days?
Sonego's a good player.
In Italy. Right, so on to the next round. This is the third round match. Djokovic versus Fokina. For me, it's going to be Djokovic going through.
Yeah, Djokovic will beat Fils. I'll have Hercatch beating Wu, Hachanov beating Wawrinka, and Rublev beating Sonego.
I'll have Martinez going through. It's a bit of a weird one, a qualifier going quite far. Hachanov to beat Wawrinka, and then the all-Russian affair, Rublev, Hachanov.
Okay, so Djokovic, Hercatch. Djokovic beats him.
Djokovic. I mean, this whole section, I don't feel like there's anybody even on his level.
No, agreed.
So Djokovic to beat whoever
I think it's
it
a nice
is.
Draw for Djokovic. Yeah. And then next up, Hachanov, Rublev. I'm going to have Rublev.
I mean, Djokovic will be hoping Hachanov. He has an 8-1 head-to-head record.
One's a lot easier for him than the other.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like Rublev will do it. He's better on the... I feel like this year, at least, he's better on the clay. So we'll have Djokovic, we'll have Rublev. Oh, and then we'll go to the end, and then we'll add them in as well. All right.
Nice. So this is the quarterfinals for the top half of the draw. Let us know who you have in the comments section or the live chat if you're watching live. I don't know. Are we in agreement then with them ones? We've both got Alcaraz, Tsitsipas, Djokovic, Rublev.
Yeah, I feel they...
The ones what make sense on paper, but I just feel it's going to be that.
It feels like it will be that. I don't know.
Are we surprised if we don't get it?
They're, They're the informed people. It doesn't make sense for it not to be those people. So, right. So we'll add them in and then we'll move on. You're going to press your button again in a second.
Sure, because we are going to, Ben, the bottom half of the draw.
Here we are.
Third quarter. This is Holger Rune's. Or, yep. Officially, who is it?
Well, Casper Ruud down the bottom.
Casper Ruud.
So, Holger Rune, I'll have him beating Chris Eubanks.
Yep, I'll have Baez losing to Monfils. Monfils in France, five sets, going to beat Baez.
Not for me. I have Baez beating him. Sorry,
I'm
going
to go Empeche Pericard to beat Olivieri.
Nah, not for me. I'm having a... Who is this Pericard guy?
I love him.
I've really?
Him a few times, yeah.
No, I'm not having it. I'm just, he's just, what? He's only in there because he's French for
no,
me.
No, he's good. Good player, Ben. I'm going to have Vavasori beating Kezmanovic.
Nah, not for me.
I'm going to have Francisco Cilindro beating Manar.
Yeah, I'm going to have that one, though.
Montero beating Bonzi.
No, come on. Back the French. It's your question to me. Who's been the furthest? Bonzi.
Yeah, well, not this year.
All right, fair enough.
I'll have Gasquet beating Ryan Donek.
French
Fritz
again.
Beating Mo. Paul beating Stricker. Yeah. Jarry beating Delian. Jarry is amazing right now.
Yeah.
Finalist. What a legend.
Playing Dimitrov, isn't he?
Yeah, mate. He's playing so well as well. The highlights I've watched in some of the matches are incredible. So
who's
I like Jarry.
Playing? I feel like he's playing someone who can beat him.
Geron's playing, Medvedevic.
Oh, the young guy, Serbian.
He beat Juan Manuel Cilindro.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. His run into this tournament is tough. And
don't
he's
give
done
it away. You've got him as a qualifier to watch then. Going to gag on him anymore?
I might not have him. I can tell you I've got if you want.
No, because we're saving it for tomorrow. Join us for our qualifiers to watch video and you can find out if we have Medvedevic. Well, I'm going to go Struff to beat Lehechka.
Yeah, I feel like he will as well. I feel like he's in good form.
Van der Zandslot to beat Tarante.
I think we could
Lajovic
see
it. To beat Zhang.
I think Tarante could do him.
Bublik to beat Zepieri. And Ruud to beat Emaier.
Yeah, Ruud. Yeah, Emaier. That's Elias, though, this one. The guy who actually knocked out Yannick Hampman in the final round of qualifying. But did Hampman get in as a lucky loser is the question. We'll find out.
Yeah. Rune to beat Monfils.
Rune to beat Byers.
Vavasori to beat Pericard.
That's a weird one. I'm going to have Kecmanovic to beat Olivieri.
Cilindro to beat Montero.
Yep, Cilindro to beat Bonzi.
I'm going to go Gasquet to beat Fritz.
No, I think you're mad there. I don't know why he's on there.
I'm going to have Jarry to beat Paul.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, you're actually doing that?
Yeah, okay. I'm going
to go Medvedevic to beat Struff.
Not mad at that at all. Like
you're
that,
playing
Nick.
It very boring, Ben.
Why is that boring?
No, not that one, just in general. Lajovic beat Van der Zandslot.
Lajovic beat Taranto.
Ruud to beat Bublik. You should copy him here.
What? I didn't have Van der Zandslot. I had him going out.
Yeah, you got the same players going through, though.
Well, we seem to have the same quarterfinals at the moment. So hopefully something's going to change soon. I've got Casper Ruud, Lajovic. I've got Holger Luna, who will defeat Kecmanovic.
Yep.
Have Cilindro, he will defeat Taylor Fritz. Would you have Gasquet?
Gasquet. I'll have Cilindro beat him.
Gasquet going a bit further.
I'm going to go Medvedevic to beat Jarry.
That's where I think it ends. I'm going to go Jarry.
And Lajovic, Ruud. I'm going to go for Lajovic. Roland Garros finalist. Casper Ruud out.
Big mistake.
In the, was it third round?
Big mistake. terrible decision that is for your bracket.
Okay, well, let's just see.
Hope you don't go back and change that.
I won't. Holger Rune Sundal. I love Holger Rune.
Yeah, but I feel that that may go like deep.
Four or five.
Yeah, maybe. It might be a four hour.
At the bottom, I've got all Serbia. Medvedevic, Lajovic. I'm going to go Lajovic.
No, I feel like this one, the Rude and Rune, we're going to get it again. We had it in the last tournament. I feel that they're on a collision course again, these two. Right. So
this is where we actually disagree then on the quarterfinalists. Yeah. So we've actually got one different. So I've got Lajovic, Ben's got Rude.
Wow.
Let me know who you think could be more right. Has anyone else got Lajovic? Or is it just me? I'm all alone.
I'd be lying if I said I had him.
Yeah, Ashley's saying Jarry on fire right now. Yeah, that's a good point. Might be a little bit tired though. I don't think he's no spring chicken.
No, he's not. What, how old is he? What, like in his 30s?
I mean, he's almost as old as you.
God, don't fancy his chances then.
Even old, he's 27.
Is he?
Yeah.
So he's older than that.
I thought he was as well.
I thought he was in his 30s. Wow. It's just because he's tall, I think. I think we're just being a bit heightist.
6 foot but... six.
That's what I mean. If you see someone tall, you instantly think that they're a little bit older. But there you go. That's the third quarter sorted.
Well, not, where's Opelka these days? What's happened to him?
Not. He's not around, is he? Right. Next section, please, sir. Button.
Right. The final and the fourth quarter of the men's Roland Garros 2023 draw. And the leader of this one is Daniil Medvedev, the Rome champion.
Yep. We'll start with Sinner at the top, though. And I've got him beating Muller.
Yeah, me too. I'll go Quesler to beat Altmaier.
Yeah.
Rusevori to beat Barrer. Skatov qualified. I'm excited to see if he's your qualifier to watch.
How did he get in? He was losing. He was a set down in the final round of qualifying. Must have just turned it around. Can't remember. Melangeli Alves, I think that was the.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So I don't think he's going to. Well, Dimitrov, yeah, I mean, he's in good form. He's in a final.
Ben, you got to pick him. I'll have Zverev beating Harris.
Yeah.
Hugo Gaston, wild card, loves it in Paris. I'll have him beating Molchan. I think there'll be a few drop shots in that one.
Needs to make a bit of money back, doesn't he, at the moment?
Yeah. Karatsev, Poprig. Medvedev avoids Karatsev.
I've so wanted Medvedev, Karatsev.
TFO to beat Krajinovic. I'll have Čorić beating Correa. I'm going to go team to beat Kashin.
Team to beat Cashin. Yeah. They play fairly recently?
I think so, yeah. And I'm going to go Draper to beat Echeverry. That might surprise you.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I think Draper's been playing really well recently. I think that is a real tough match. I think that could be a five-setter.
So is Echeverry playing well? Djokovic?
Tiebreak, I think, but still close enough. But it was a really good match. I feel that's five sets. Draper, Echeverry, five sets.
Okay.
Avashka
to beat Avashka.
I've gone Avashka there. I don't know. I don't fancy Dimonor in this.
I'll go Thompson to beat Purcell.
Do you have Wolf? Halice. Nishioka? Wolf. And yeah, is that the all up two Australians playing each other in the first round?
Halice to beat Pella.
Yeah.
And Medvedev to beat Sabov Wild.
Whoa.
Bad qualified.
Sabov Wild. We have to have a word about him because is this the real Sabov Wild back? Like he's literally
he's
playing
he's on,
incredible tennis right now. He just beat Kopfer in the final round of qualifying, double breadstick. And Kopfer's been in great form coming in. He's actually playing like it's the real Sabov Wild.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean,
he is very good. People don't realize how good he was in his heyday.
I don't know if it's enough, but I feel like Sabov
Wild was one of the best clay courters on the Challenger circuit when he was on.
He won an ATP event when he was on, and he just disappeared for a bit. I feel like right now he's been on. If you look through his form, have a look at his form. He's only lost about three matches in the past, like 3 months or something, and they're.
That's maybe not so good then for Medvedev. Right, let's go for the draw though, Ben. So Sinner, Quesler. I'm going to have Sinner. Sinner. I'm going to go Dimitrov to beat Rusevori. Zverev to beat Gaston.
I might have Rusevori to beat Dimitrov, actually. I don't fancy him.
Karatsev to beat TFO.
Who did you go with, Zverev or Gaston?
Zverev.
So who did Zverev just lose to? Remember you said it earlier today. I can't remember.
Yeah, to Jarry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's big serving, though. So Karatsev to beat TFO.
Yeah, I'll have Toric beating Team. Yep. Dimonor beating Draper. Nishioka to beat Thompson. And I'm going to go Medvedev to win. Yeah.
I'm going to have Medvedev. I'm going to have Wolf, Draper, and Chorich, though, on this side.
Okay, it's a little bit different.
I have Sinner to beat Rusevori. And I have Karatsev to beat Zverev.
I'm going to do the same. I've actually got Karatsev too.
Aslan Karatsev.
Then I'll have
back.
Chorich beating Dimonor and Medvedev beating Nishioka.
I mean, this is a great opportunity for Draper. I mean, it's the weirdest event that I wouldn't expect him to do well in. I'm going to go for a punt and have Draper beating Chorich. It's a weird one. And then I'll have Medvedev at the bottom.
Right, and the last one, I'll have Sinner beating Karatsev and Medvedev beating Chorich.
Do I go for it? Do I want to make... I know we didn't get it in the first round. I wanted Karatsev, Medvedev. Do I want it now? I might.
No, if you do, Karatsev wins.
He's got a winning head-to-head against... He's only played him twice on clay and beaten him twice.
So
I think
on,
it's
going
to be Sinner. But I'm sorry, Karatsev. He did worry me a bit today in his qualifying match. He was losing to, Moreno de Alboron in the second set, quite like down a break. Didn't fill me with
confidence. He was down a break?
Karatsev.
Moreno de Alboron. Moreno. He's my player, yeah, isn't he?
I know. He's a good player, but he's still like Karatsev just ground him out eventually. He lost hope against Karatsev. Right, so we've both got Sinner.
Medvedev. So we've got the same quarters, basically, apart from Lajovic.
Yeah.
You've played it very safe, in fact.
Is that quite safe?
Is this the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 you've gone for, Ben?
No. I wouldn't go for anything that safe, would I?
Oh, my word. Just can't put number two in. And you got Ben has officially gone for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The most boring,
the clean sweep
setup you could potentially do. I mean, this is very poor for even your standards.
It's the clean sweep.
Ben the bookie, they call him. Boring, right. Ben the bookie. That is shocking. I don't think it's ever happened on the podcast where you've gone for all 8 seeds. You could have just done the projected quarterfinals, and that would have been that's. You've got the projected quarterfinals.
Well, I know you wanted to do that, but at least we went through it. There might be some differences in who beats who along the way.
All right, well, quarterfinal one, Alcaraz Tsitsipas. I'm going to have Alcaraz.
Yeah,
that's the easiest one there.
I don't know. I feel like the next one's probably easier.
What's that?
I feel like Djokovic Rublev is easier.
How's that easier?
Don't know. I just feel like Djokovic here has more, don't know, just more about him than Andrei Rublev. Not seen him do much here before. Djokovic, he's won the tournament.
Monte Carlo champion. Rublev turned a corner. I've said earlier on he's going to do very well this year. I'm going to have Rublev beating Djokovic.
Oh,
and I find you crazy, really, to dismiss him in that fashion. I'm going to be going for the Alcaraz Rublev semi-final. Sorry,
sounds
Gary.
Like I already know who's winning your tournament. Right, okay. So let's move on to the next section. Holger Rune versus Casper Ruud. They just played recently. But one's a finalist from last year. Does that change anything? Or has Holger Rune got his number?
I've got Rune Lajovic and I'm having Rune. Just have a look at the seeds, Ben. That'll help you out. Ruud's 4, so...
That's what I mean. But he is 4-1 in the head-to-head.
You're supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4 now if you want to do your boring ways.
I like Rune more than I like Casper Ruud. That's the problem.
Oh, wow. That's a massive call from Ben. He's just gone from a six instead of a four. Wow.
I'm interested. I'm waiting to see your one and two final.
I've never seen you. I can't believe how brave you are.
I can't wait for your 1-2 final. You're let's so let's wait to see it. A sinner. So is it going to be Sinner Alcaraz for a change?
So what,
you've never seen the Sinner Alcaraz in your finals.
So right. It's Sinner Medvedev over the bottom.
I didn't actually take this one into consideration for some reason when we were going through all of the like live reaction stuff and there was the whole Sinner Medvedev section. I didn't actually consider these two playing each other would be a real tough decision. But now I'm looking at it, I feel like Jannik Sinner could actually do him. I think I'm going to go for it. I think Daniil Medvedev, his luck's run out on the clay. I'm going to have Jannik Sinner.
I'm actually not. I'm going to be going for Daniil Medvedev to beat Jannik Sinner.
There he comes. The one and the two. Sinner's
going to withdraw. Sinner's going to pull out in the fourth set with a blister.
There we go. A blister.
Left blister on his left pinky toe.
Oh, no. Right. So it looks like we're here. We're at the semi-final stage of our draw preview. And we have... Well, should we start on the right-hand side? Because I've got Holger Rune versus Jannik Sinner. You've got Holger Rune versus Daniil Medvedev. Is that right?
That's correct.
Holger Rune versus Jannik Sinner. I'm interested because Medvedev has obviously never been this far at Roland Garros. It's going to be new territory for him.
About Medvedev, you've not even got him in there.
No, I'm just interested with your
well, you do your one and I'll do my one. Why are you doing my bracket?
No, I'm just interested with your one.
There we go. New segment of the channel. Ben's gonna fill out my bracket.
All right, there we go. So JG, oh, I moved the wrong bit. What's that gone? There we go. There you go, JG.
Can you do your one?
I think I'm going to go Holger Rune. He makes the final.
Holger Rune Medvedev. They played in Rome. Same thing's going to happen. Daniil What's Medvedev that? In the final of Roland Garros. Who'd have thought I'd just be saying that?
I don't know.
I think
no
he's had
one.
Just such an exceptional season. It's been his best season on tour.
He's looking very, very good. It has to be said. All the tournaments he's won this year, all the finals he's been in, he is the in-form player. I know everyone talks about Alcaraz, Medvedev.
I think
probably
he's been the best
impressive.
Player this year, Medvedev.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And he showed he can play on clay, so why not? It's definitely possible. On the other side, Alcaraz, Rublev. I only see one winner, and that is Carlos Alcaraz.
Well, I've got Alcaraz, Djokovic, and...
Great match, isn't it, that?
I mean, I just...
They've never played each other, have they, Ben?
Only once in the past 20 years they've played each other.
What was that stat Liam. You just come out with? It's terrible.
No, they haven't been in the draw or something like that, but it was this year. They've not been in the same draw this year other than the last tournament or whatever. But this is great where stat. They are in the same draw. It's great stat. Yeah, I mean... Stats dropping that left, right, and center. The last time I saw these two go at it, we were in Zagreb. Liam was covering the show. Carlos Alcaraz won it. It was on the hard court. Well, no, it's on the faster clay courts of Madrid. There's just something about this that I just feel that he just can't pass up this opportunity. And I'm going to have Novak Djokovic beating Carlos Alcaraz to get to the final, to face Holger Rune again.
Wow.
Oh, my word. The guy that's got a better head-to-head.
Wow.
Both of them do.
That's insane. So we've gone for different finals. Ben have gone for the Djokovic-Rune. I've gone for the Alcaraz-Medvedev.
Oh, both good.
Let's get ready because we're going to announce our winner.
It's that
Roland Garros 2023 men's champion time. Who's it going to be, Ben? Djokovic or Rune?
who's going to beat Alcaraz. Just to note that you've got the one and two in the final, just so that we can all...
And you've got literally 1-8 on the seed, so...
Just so we can just soak in the 1-2 for JG's bracket. I'll put them just below so that we can see JG's final as well. Here we go. There's the 1 and 2. 3 and 6.
Right one.
There you go. The right one. Oh, we'll see. Right, so it's one of those things. It's Roland Garros. We're in 2023. Somebody is after number 23. He's not even in good form. But I feel that everybody is doubting him, and doubt him at your own peril, because I feel that we've been looking at 3 set matches over the past few months. We've not been looking at 5 set matches. Now we're into his territory, his zone. He's won it twice before. And he's going to get it because Rafa's not there. He's more pumped up. Novak Djokovic comes in. He steals the title. He wins the 23rd Grand Slam. He's the first guy in history to win 23 Grand Slams. Novak Djokovic takes it in the final in 4 sets against Holger Rune.
Oh, gosh. Here we go again.
Goes out to Fekina in round 3.
You've been talking to Pavi G before this episode.
I did. I said, do you have anything you want me to say on the...
All right. Well, I'm not going to be having Djokovic winning. He's not even in my final. I've got Alcaraz Medvedev, and it's only going to be one winner. Alcaraz is going to win Roland Garros this year. He's already said he wants to be the greatest player. He wants to emulate some of the big goats of the game. He's hungry. He's got brilliant drop shots. He's got everything about his game. People can say he's been a bit wobbly of late. I don't think so. He's been a class act, and I can see him going all the way and winning this year's Roland Garros. He is the bookie's favourite for a reason. Everyone's picking him, and I can see why. I think at the start of the video, I wasn't really sure if I was going to pick him. The way the draw plays out, I like it. I think it's a really nice one. He gets through Djokovic. He has the confidence. He wins. I think that is the final before the final. I really do. I think he's going to give him so much confidence. And a confident Alcaraz is a winning one.
He's definitely confident, that's for sure. But there's going to be some other players in that draw who are super confident too. The likes of Daniil Medvedev. I mean, if there's anybody out there that's picking Medvedev to win this whole entire thing, you are very brave. And I feel that it's worth
Could
a
happen.
Punt.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's good odds as well with the bookmakers.
Yeah.
And there's a few other good outsiders as well. So let's get on to that. And it is a dark horse time. Time to pick dark horses. It's going to be very difficult for Ben because he's got all the seeds. For me, it's a little bit easier because I have Ljajovic in my quarterfinals. And he is going to be my dark horse to win. I think he's had an exceptional year. He's beaten Djokovic already. Yeah, I'm going to be going Ljajovic as my dark horse of this year's men's Roland Garros. Notable shout out to Medvedev and Shevchenko. I think they're really good players too.
Yeah, if anybody's wanting to know how to play with the dark horse, make sure they're number 20 seed or below. And that's how we denote that on Grand Slams. For me, looking at my one, there was part of me, I was either thinking Offner or Sorundolo. Maybe Karatsev or Sorundolo. I'm feeling like those two are sort of the standard. I'm going to go Sorundolo, though. I'm going to go Francisco. I've liked his form of late. He's looked really good. He's not got a bad draw either. I feel that he could take out Fritz. And who knows, if he comes up against Holger Rune, he's an accomplished clay court player as well. So could be a very, very interesting match in that fourth round, should they make.
Can you say it for, just so we can clip it, Ben, for the intro?
What's that? Francisco Cerundolo?
Yeah, say a nice little piece, which is clickable. Clippable.
Clippable or clickable?
Both.
Right, so my dark horse is going to be Francisco Cerundolo. I feel that he's been in fantastic...
Oh, I was hoping you'd put a bit of energy into it, Ben. Made it a bit special, but there we go. That's all we're going to get from him.
What more do you want, eh? We're one in the morning.
Hey, I'm Francisco Cerundolo.
That's right. Well, what more do we need from him? He's been on the pod. Like, I've got to back the guys who've been on the pod as well. That's the thing. I'm a company man. So GTL all the way. Karatsev or Surrender, love it is for me.
Okay, nice. So
you got a line in your face. What's going on?
It's all good.
Oh my gosh,
there we go. So that is our bracket. Let us know who you have winning Roland Garros at home. I've gone for Adkaz. Ben's gone for Djokovic. Let's get going. We're going to be covering as many matches as we can this Roland Garros. Before we go, though, let's spin the wheel. I don't know if you added the button. I did ask you about it. Let's have a look. No, it's not in there.
I don't think it's in there, mate, to be fair. It's
going to be tough. Send the message.
Is there a message?
Long time ago.
Oh, you didn't specify what button. I just saw no button.
But no, it's all good. So let's spin the wheel.
Let me get the wheel up first.
And this is an opportunity for you guys to join the Patreon. Your name will be in the wheel. You will get one of the players.
You'll be in the wheel.
And I really want Alcaraz. I really want Alcaraz.
I would like... I get a terrible person. Whoever I am in player roulette, I don't actually.
I know I'm going to get Felix. I get Felix every time, or Dimitrov.
Oh.
I think the worst one would be Chapo. In fact, I'll bust my screen if I get Chapo.
What about Korda? Not too great.
Maxine saying good luck for everyone in the roulette. It's not too late, guys, as well. If you want to join the Patreon, you can get your name added to the wheel, which we're going to be spinning. The moment Ben remembers how to use his laptop.
Yeah, I'm just going to put us over onto the side again just so that I can then share it, because it's all a bit of a mess, this whole thing. I wish it was more simple, but it's really not. This is just the way it is. Right, okay. I'm nearly ready. This is how we run things here on GTL. Do you have any music to...
I'll put a transition in. Hopefully it'll be up then.
Oh, there it is. It's right there. I'll get the wheel spinning.
Right, yeah, everybody in the wheel.
All right, we'll spin it.
We've got everyone in, hopefully. And let's announce who's everyone's player is.
Count them down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop the wheel.
There we go.
All right, who do I have?
So I zoom.
Yeah, you need to scroll down.
Oh, hang on. I'm always scared to touch a button, because then as soon as I touch it, it'll change. I've got Chorich. Who are you?
Go down one more.
Sinner.
Ooh. Come on.
The ginger fox.
I'll take the ginger fox. Read them off then as we go.
I'm going to read some of the big ones. We'll put the whole list on the chat. I'm not going to read all of them now. I'm just looking for some big names. So...
Who's got Alcaraz?
Gold Flake.
Oh, my word.
We have Daria G with Rublev. We have Wild with Novak Djokovic. Jean's got Tsitsipas.
Wow. I mean, anybody else, which is of note? Zverev.
He's got Nancy. Tom Rock with Tommy Paul.
Yeah.
Go down a tap.
That's just you underneath. Yeah, it's only you that's cut off at the minute.
Yeah, no, I'm quite happy with that. Fair play. So the big ones, Djokovic, Wild, Sinner. I mean, I've got a chance. I'm going to be supporting Sinner like crazy now, knowing that I've got him in the wheel.
Gene with Tsitsipas, not a bad one either. And Daria G, Rublev. Well, yep. Rublev's going to get all that way, apparently, according to your bracket. So not a bad one if you're following JG.
Exactly. Right. Let's wrap it up there. Make sure if you haven't already, hit the like button. Join us for all of Roland Garros. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the women's bracket and also our qualifiers to watch. I'll have to prepare the PowerPoint. And join us for Roland Garros, because we're going to be covering more matches than we ever have done before. One thing left to say is Vamos Galitos. I couldn't pick Rafa, so I've gone for the next best Spaniard. And that's going to be the one and only Carlos Alcaraz. All right. Anything left to say? See you soon.
See you soon. Idem onole.
God. Where's the outro?
I don't know.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.